Hi, it's Josh Bartlett here from joshbartlettblog.com. I'm not sure if this is going to be the clearest recording I've ever done. I'm actually in my car at the moment driving along. I've just jumped off the live call with Rich Sheffrin that myself, Alex Jeffries, and a bunch of other Alex Jeffries mentoring students have been lucky enough to take part in. We've just been listening to Rich Sheffrin talk about all his tips and tactics for a successful business, and the man is an absolute genius, and I'm just absolutely pumped with ideas just from listening to it. But the one that really stuck out for me that I wanted to share with people straight away, anybody who's listening to this podcast and anybody who's on my blog listening to it, is that Rich touched on something really quickly, which was about how when you're creating a product, create a product in stages. So create it modularly. So rather than just work all out constantly to create a big product, spend all the hard graft in there making a product and then kind of launch it and hope that people like it, break it down. For example, what I've done recently with the videomarketingclassroom.com project that I'm working on at the moment is, before I even started work on the actual video content — it's a video course, training course — before I started work on the video content, I actually ran a competition which asked people what they wanted to hear. So it asked them what questions they wanted answered. So before I'd even started recording my first video, I had hundreds of people tell me what they wanted in those videos. And that made my job a lot easier, because one, I knew from day one that there was a big demand. Number two, I knew straight away that I was answering all the stuff that people wanted, and obviously it's going to be a lot more successful because of that, because it's covering stuff people want to know. So that's the first point. When you're creating something modularly, you can do that. You can do a pre-launch and work your pre-launch on — obviously you create a buzz like you do in a pre-launch normally, but also work it around trying to find out what people actually want. How can you make your product more attractive to your target audience? And then when you actually create your product, rather than just creating one big product, look at how you can split it up into maybe modules, release it over a period of time so that you can make it while the actual, if it's a course, while the course is going, rather than, again, using all upfront time. You can gauge what people want as it's going, and then react to that and modify, add things in, take things out, and obviously put the work in once you can see there's a real need to cover those specific areas. Otherwise, you may well be working really hard on an area that people just aren't interested in, and that's a waste of everybody's time. So that really helps too. That's the second point. And then, lastly, when you're actually creating your product, rather than just creating one big thing, think about how in future you might be able to pull things out of it. How could you pull certain parts of the product out? You know, maybe give the first module away for free as a freebie to build your list and all that kind of thing, so that you can do quite a lot of things with that one product. You can achieve quite a few different goals and break it up, split it up, and give it away, or make it part of another product or a bonus and that kind of thing, so that you end up with more than just one product as a result. If you make things interchangeable, you can use them more than once. You can provide certain parts of one product which maybe cover a particular area to someone else who has bought another product of yours which does cover that area in more depth. So it really helps you come up with products and services that not only are going to make you more money and increase the lifetime value of your customers, but it's also going to help you provide what people want with less upfront work. And that's going to make it really successful and save you a lot of time as well. So I was a really big fan of that, and I'm really buzzing with ideas from thinking about that. This is how I'm going to approach every single product and project I work on from now on. So I just wanted to cover that with you whilst I'm in my car. I'm actually looking for a parking space right now. It's pouring down with rain, so hopefully I can get one. And I just wanted to do this podcast quickly for all of you whilst I'm driving around looking for my parking space. So I'll catch up with you all very soon.